Semper Fi. I want to help you save money. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Don Williams in 2024.
You're listening to KCAA Loma Linda at 106.5 FM, K293 CF Moreno Valley.
So are you ready to embark on a journey towards inner peace where your real home resides? In a world that never stops, finding peace can feel impossible. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio, your sanctuary for self-discovery and mental clarity. I am your host, Lupe Garcia, and my co-host,
Brenda Cruz. We are sharing teachings based on Course of Miracles in English and Spanish.
Thank you for listening. You can join us now. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio. So here we are, one more Sunday. And I'd like to begin with our lesson since it's 6 o'clock sharp. And the lesson for today is 276. So I'm going to go ahead and do my lesson real quick, and then we'll proceed with the show. So Brenda and I are here to accompany you one more time. And we have, the word of God is given me to speak. What is the word of God? My son is pure and holy as myself. And thus did God become the father of the son he loves. For thus was he created. This is the word his son did not create with him, because in this his son was born. Let us accept his fatherhood, and all is given us. Deny we were created in his love, and we deny ourselves. To be unsure of who we are, of who our father is, and for what purpose we have come. And yet, we need but to acknowledge him, who gave his word to us in our creation, to remember him, and so recall ourself. And the prayer goes like this. Father, your word is mine, and it is this that I would speak to all my brothers who are given me to cherish as my own, as I am loved and blessed and saved by you. The word of God is given me to speak. We're going to go ahead and take a little deep breath and just recall this holy instant, this moment, the here and the now, releasing all of our past and not paying attention to the future, not thinking of the coming week, not thinking of duties that we need to play out in our head, just trying to be still and quiet. And we're going to close our eyes and we're going to make this moment a holy instant. And it prays like this. This holy instant I give to you. You be in charge, for I want to follow you, certain that your direction will give me peace. And if I need a word to help me, you will give it to me. If I need a thought, you will also give that to me. And if I need stillness and a tranquil, open mind, these are the gifts I will receive of you. You are in charge by my request, and you will hear and answer me, because you speak for God my Father, his Holy Son. So now that we are in his presence, ready to share. Go ahead, Brenda.
Hi. Welcome to our Inner Peace Radio. Thank you, Lupe, for this beautiful instant. So thank you, because I needed to relax. I needed to calm down. Yeah, I need reminding myself, forget the past, forget the duties and everything, and just breathe the moment, because this is the only moment that exists and that it is important.
Yes, definitely. The here and the now, where his true presence can be expanded, can be shared, because being present is to be in his love, in his true essence. Because anytime we think we're in the past or we're in the future, then we're not being present. And if we're not present, then we are not living. Correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
But it's just like keeping telling yourself this word, like, oh my gosh. For me, it's easy when I'm alone in the house. Okay. I'm in the present moment. Okay. But when I've been some scenarios, parties or friends, house friends, a lot of talking, many
distractions,
many beliefs, many talking. So it's like, okay, Mike, where am I? Like, I don't know how to be sometimes in the present, because so people's talking about the future, some others are talking about the past, and I said, no, I'm here.
That is true. And it actually, we're not saying you cannot think of the future, but we need to recognize that we do need our inner master, the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. to guide us and to ask him, what do you want me to do? Do you want mm-hmm. me to plan? Do you need me to go somewhere? Do you need me to do this? And have that clarity of mind of what we really want in life. What are we wanting to do? Besides, the only thing more important, I think, is to enrich the inner relationship with God. Because as we know our Father, then we get to know ourselves, since we are one with him. So I think it's important that if we think of doing any type of planning, that we never do it about on our own. What do you think?
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes I forget. I said I forget to plan with God or plan with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And I do it by myself, because sometimes I'm very quick. So, for example, if one friend called me, hey, I'm going to do something. Okay, let's go. And then I said, okay, I didn't ask. I didn't stop. I didn't think.
I actually do that more often than I would want to.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it plays a part to do that mental training, is what helps us slow down and bring mm-hmm. them into the picture. Because we are so used to being an automático? How do you mm-hmm. say that? An automation. Mm-hmm. You're just doing it automatically without mm-hmm. thinking, without pausing, without... They're habits that are so instilled in us that we just do it automatically without thinking if we should, if we shouldn't, or where he wants to guide us that day.
Yeah, yes, that's true. Because when you take a decision like as fast as you want to respond, sometimes it's thinking about the past, what you do with that person in the past and what you expect about this situation.
And you already are knowing, like, what's going to happen.
Yes.
If friends invite you, you're already thinking, oh, we're going to have a great time. Last mm-hmm. time I went with them, we had a blast. And then we're already in the past.
Yeah.
That is so true.
And then I get upset if the things are not going the way that I think.
That's true.
That happened to me last time. I've been having psychotherapies.
A lot of psychotherapies?
Yes, and I was like, okay, I needed time to relax and do something out of the psychotherapies.
Uh-huh.
And then one friend called me, okay, let's do this with another friend. And I think, okay, we do this with this friend, we do karaoke, we do blah, blah, blah.
You're
and I'm ready,
of
yeah.
The past.
And I was ready, and I was okay. I said,
and did it
with
turn
my
out
voice.
The way you expected?
No. When I get there, it was everything that the spirit needs to talk, because everybody was so open. And I said, okay,
this everybody is open to receive.
To receive and to curarse, sanarse,
and to heal. And to liberate.
And I said I was mad inside. So
came to have fun, and doing therapy is sometimes too much in the mind.
Uh-huh, that's what I think. But the spirit in my head said, okay, no, it's
you
not in your
Misha.
Way.
It's my way.
And I relax and I said, okay, yes, let's do this. And the conversation turns in a little bit, in a very lovely healing.
Beautiful.
It was beautiful. And I, in this moment, I said, okay, when this Holy Spirit do the healing, this is the most beautiful experience and most disfrutable, enjoyable?
Enjoyable, yeah.
Time.
Well, what was coming to my mind when you were sharing that is that the momentary, like the moments that we believe we're going to share with our friends, because there was a little bit of disappointment because you were planning something different, something that you were going to enjoy, fun. Uh-huh. And the true happiness, though, is the happiness that we receive from heaven, not the one that we enjoy momentarily, because mm-hmm. the one we create ourselves mm-hmm. by going out, dancing, singing, is temporarily, is just yes. a short while. Mm-hmm. And what the return we get when we're mm-hmm. obedient to the Spirit mm-hmm. and we share what he wants us to share, which is usually the word of God or healing or liberation, that is, we get double the dose of happiness, yes. but when we least expect it. Because it's usually when we're at home or when we're with our children, but you're just in this overwhelming state of happiness that we didn't create, but that the Spirit
yeah.
just gives to us as a gift.
That's true. That's true. And when we act in selfishness, we receive selfishness.
Yes, because of the celestial law of giving and receiving.
I think I already tell this story to you, but I wanted to share with our audience.
Yeah.
I remember some couples months ago, I go to a temple Shalom. Mm-hmm. And in the Temple Shalom, there's always food after yes, after the service.
This one's good. Pay attention. This is very good. It's a good one.
And then I woke up and said, I don't want to cook. Okay. And I said, oh, I'm going to go to the service at Temple Shalom because they have food. They have food after. They have food after service. Okay. And then I get the temple and at the same time, there was a person, there was one of my friends, and he always shared a very deep spirituality that are always interesting in listening. And I was in a table next to him. And I was eating my plate uh-huh. and my kids too. And when I tried to move to the table where it was my friend, I couldn't. My kids stopped crying. I don't want to move.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to be here. Chaos. And I was like, I want to go to the table to hear my friend. He's always sharing a deep, deep wisdom. And then I was like, okay, quiet. Let's go right there. And the kids, no, even worse. They didn't want to move to the other table. And then I breathe and I think, why is this happening to me? I wanted to be right there. And then my mind, the Holy Spirit in my head, remind me, no, you didn't come here for the wisdom. You come here for the food.
That's what happens when you start serving the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes. And then I said, okay, please forgive me this. I don't want I wanted the food. But it's most important, the wisdom that I wanted to hear. And then I just let it go, and then I stay. And I said, okay, I make a mistake. It was an act of selfishness of me. And just I breathe and start slowly eating. And then in seconds, my friend tell me, hey, Brenda, come next to me.
Share with you some wisdom.
Yes.
But the correction had to happen
before.
And when you felt the correction, what did you do?
I just was like happy, very happy, and with this big smile. And,
that's beautiful.
Oh, and then I connect with my friend with a lot of beautiful, beautiful information that he gave me.
Every time there's a correction from the Spirit, we go into our mind and we do the forgiveness prayer, which is called the atonement. Mm-hmm. The atonement is recognizing that, just like Brenda shared, she recognized that there was a mistake, that she was being selfish. Mm-hmm. So that's when, in recognizing that, sometimes that's enough. But a lot of times we use the atonement prayer, which is the forgiveness prayer, to be able to clear the ideas. What was I thinking? Was I here really just to eat? And if that's what the Spirit is showing me, what else is there that I don't want to keep in my mind? What other thoughts mm-hmm. are there that that brought me to this moment. And that is the clarity that the Spirit shares with us when we are so willing and ready to receive his enlightenment, which is wisdom and clarity for our own way of living. And that's the beautiful thing. When we choose to serve, he says, okay, you're ready. I'm going to use you. Ready or not, here I come.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And it's in a beautiful way. I noticed yesterday, the lessons from yesterday was also very beautiful. And every single person that I encountered, I went ahead and said, oh, I see the ego here. I see the spirit there. I hear his voice here. I hear the correction immediately. And then when I was done in my head thinking, okay, I'm being able to see more than the eyes can see because it's all being guided by the spirit. I also recognized that he said, no, what you're seeing is yours. Because I was thinking, oh, okay, so she is, because the question came about that said, my niece was writing a journal about anxiety, and she had these questions. And she asked one of her aunts, what do you think anxiety, how can someone help themselves with anxiety? And she said, these are the steps that I would do to help myself. And I sat there and I was listening to the conversation. And then I said, I know what you could do. And I wanted to share. And she said, I'm not asking you. And I said,
okay.
And you know how I felt with that. I was like, ooh. Besides getting a kick on the ego, I was like really like not happy about it. So I kept my mouth shut. And then she gave her speech about that. But I like analyzed it. And I said, okay, Holy Spirit, what are you showing me here? You show it to me. I don't want to judge the situation. You can see better than I can. Show me. What do I have to see? And I was like, okay, well, these are the steps she would want to take because she wants to give value to the anxiety or issue that she's seeing. And I thought, and why give it value? Why put our faith or our power as children of God to believe that anxiety is even real? And then she looks at me because I did speak. I'm so stubborn. I did speak, or I believe that I am, but I know I'm not. Mm-hmm. And she says, that's why I didn't ask you. So as I was sharing with my daughter about that, I said, okay, there's more to this. This is deeper. And when I was done, the Spirit said, now apply it to yourself because what you saw was not hers, was yours. Mm-hmm. And what I was thinking in my head was that why entertain ourselves in those five steps to get rid of a result or an effect we do not like when we can just remove the power we gave it in the first place, that we brought it to existence in our experience. Mm-hmm. And he says, and where do you entertain yourself? To not do your lessons or to not be focused or to not stay in the word. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, that was mine. So he was able to show me that her and I are one.
Yes.
I cannot separate myself from any of my brothers and sisters because whatever I'm seeing through them is really mine.
Mm-hmm. But the good things when we are training our mind is like we ask, we question our lives. Yes. We question about... Question it?
How do you say? We question it.
About our life, about the situation that we see. So in the old program, I'm going to say, we wanted to fix outside most of the time. I don't know. But now it's like what you said. No, God, what's happened to you with this situation?
Yeah.
Why I'm in this situation? Why I wanted to share this? Why
I didn't keep my mouth shut. I was like, I'm so stubborn. It's like, okay, I got to say what I got to say. I can't keep it in me. But that's the ego wanting just to be right and wanting to share when really the calling was be still, be quiet. Yes. That's what the forgiveness prayer is. Be quiet, be still, and ask me.
And be ready.
And be ready to receive.
Yes, and be ready when it's, you will talk when it's needed.
Correct. And in obedience.
In obedience, yes. Because we are sometimes like, I'm seeing this and I wanted to say this.
And
but
sometimes
no.
We are just as spectators, I'm going to say.
Yes.
Where the Spirit just wants us to see, but does not want us to get involved. And that is where we need to know and be guided.
When I was involved in a situation. I went to a party last time. Oh my gosh, there was a couple minutes when there's a lot of little kids. Oh my God, doing a lot of things, fighting for toys and
really
kicking.
So there was everybody. Chaos.
Yes, chaos everywhere with the kids and the moms. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know. So I was the expectation, and I said, "Okay, Spirit, what do I need to do?" First things come to my mind, do not judge anything.
Correct.
And I said, okay, just breathe. And then I remember the words of my teacher, and that always he said, training mind, it's always in service.
Correct.
So I said, okay, I'm not going to judge, but so if the kids was next to me, they wanted to hit each other, I just put my hands. I didn't say, I didn't judge.
You just prevented from them getting hurt.
Because I wasn't just in service. So I said, what can I do? What can I do?
Just help so they don't get hurt.
Yes, yep.
But don't intervene.
No, no intervening.
Because what
no.
could have happened? Let's not look telling, at the other side of
not
the...
Not tell the moms what to do. You need correct. To do this and you need to
You need to grab
that.
Your kid because yeah. he's been yes. a little rough.
Uh-huh. And it was easy. It wasn't
exactly
easy because I have two.
That's exactly what I was going to say. What's the other side of the moneda, we say? What's the other side of the coin? Mm-hmm. If you would have reacted and not listened to the Spirit, you could have ended up fighting with all the moms.
Yeah.
Yes. And saying, no, your child hit mine. No,
yes.
You grabbed
oh,
yours.
Yeah.
And, you know, it would have just been a bigger conflict with the adult.
That's true.
Or the mom.
Yes, that's true. That's totally
that's
true.
That's why the Spirit's like, stop. Don't do
no,
nothing.
And then for my surprise or my gratitude with the Spirit and the certainty and trust, my daughter, that she's four years old, she was playing so beautiful with all kids, no matter the age. It was a little ones, taller, or behaving. No, she was playing beautiful with everybody. Aww. So being like I wanted to do, but no, because
she was doing it for you.
She was doing it. No, you can share this balloon with this. And she was like,
she was doing
in the age of them. So the parents don't need to. How do you say interrumpir?
Intervene. I think that's the miracles
so,
that we start to see.
It was a miracle.
Mm-hmm. Those are the miracles we start to see when we step back and allow the Spirit to guide us and we don't intervene. One of the lessons that we've done this week, I could recall right off the bat, is let love is. Mm-hmm. Let love just be. Don't try to change anything. Don't try
That's
to change
true.
Others.
That's true.
Because the whole course teaches us that every person is innocent and every person is pure. So if everyone is an innocent child of God, then we have to treat them that way. But it's so hard to not intervene. But it becomes easier when we do train our mind. Mm-hmm. Because then we recognize, okay, we're being allowed to be molded, just like Scripture says, let yourself be molded into what I want you to be, because we're like a diamond in the rough. You know, we got to get all the layers, like in the cartoon Shrek, you know, like that onion. Get all those layers out so that the beauty can really shine. And that is our true Christ in
That's
the center.
True. That's
that
true.
Is our true light.
Yeah, I remember when I was little going to the church and talking about miracles. I said, how can I see miracles? Or for me, it was like kind of impossible to see the miracles or things like that. But now I can even imagine how many miracles we are experimenting that we don't even notice in our life.
Yeah, and that is a good question to ask the Spirit, or to have Him show us mm-hmm. the miracles, because sometimes we think they're so small that we don't recognize them. But in truth, they're huge, because the effect is like the ocean ripples, and it goes out to the family and to everyone that surrounds mm-hmm. us, just like peace, love, and happiness when we allow.
Yes. And when the Course of Miracles said, this part was hard for me to understand and accept at the beginning, but now I have certainty about this, that it's not the body that needs to be cured, curado.
Uh-huh.
It's just the mind.
Yeah.
It was like, it was a battle in my head when I heard this.
That concept is, I relate it to like the placebo effect. And I think that's why for me it was a little bit easier, because I thought the placebo effect is kind of like that. They give you medicine, but it's usually fake medicine. It's mm-hmm. water or something. Mm-hmm. And they tell a group of mm-hmm. people, you take this medication and you take this medication, and they get cured, and they were really given just water. So it's all mental.
Yeah.
The power of the mind
mm-hmm.
and the power of the faith that yeah. they put in.
I don't know if I can share this.
Of course you can.
I experimented a miracle this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Kabbalah Center, that is a temple that I love to visit.
Mm-hmm.
It was this celebration, Rosh Hashanah. And I was taking care of my kids outside. And I always connected. I've been having my inner connection. But then one of my friends came to sit next to me, and her face, it was like a tired face, like, ¿cómo se dice? Enferma.
Like she was sick.
Yes. And she tell me, I'm going to go home right now. I don't feel good. And I was very calm. And I said, Spirit, I don't know. You always say, I don't know what happened.
What do I do? What do I say?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I just listen. And she was, she tell me, and I know why I'm having this pain, stomach pain. And I said, why? Because of the milk. And I said, are you sure it was the milk? When you drink milk, it's always happened this? No, maybe
not
it's not the milk. And then she said, no, it's because I take vitamins from the anxiety.
So now she was blaming the vitamins.
Yes, because of the anxiety. When she said anxiety, that was like
the light bulb came
and
on.
And then I said, okay, my friend, what were you thinking when the anxiety came? And she stopped and she started crying.
Oh, there was something deeper.
There was something deeper. And then she breathed and she started talking. What was she thinking?
Uh-huh.
And then the Spirit in my voice, I don't even remember what I said.
Correct.
But
we usually don't.
Yes, the Spirit made the correction.
Oh, wow.
And the stomach
pain went away.
And well, our teacher said that there is going to be something that is not going to make you like feel scared because of the cure.
Correct.
And then she tell me, do you have any gum? Una goma? What did you say? Chicle?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, gum.
Okay, because it's the
you
gum.
Said it right.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm telling gum. About that
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Have gum? She wanted to chew gum.
Yes, and then I have it, and then I have it the mint.
A mint. Okay.
Okay, and then she ate it. I said, okay, I feel very well. This one. And I said, okay, it was not the gum. No, I said, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the healing.
Yeah.
Because that was happening. It was in the mind.
Correct.
And it was a miracle. She stayed the whole day, because this happened in the morning.
Beginning. Okay.
And she stayed the whole day. The stomach ache goes away. And then when I leave it, she said, okay, I don't know what happened.
Oh.
I said, yes, in my mind, I know what happened.
Yes.
But it was like inner gratitude for the Spirit. It was a very inner
that is
gratitude.
So true. I've been feeling that gratitude because being able to see more than the eyes see, and being able to heal the past. I was telling my daughter too. I had an experience with her also, and the Holy Spirit brought me my past also. Mm-hmm. And he said, remember when you did the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
And I shared with her. And we had a beautiful daughter-mother bonding mm-hmm. this weekend, because I said, you know, thank you, because you brought me a gift. And I was able to share, because she says, I'm worried now. And I said, oh, don't worry. We'll just do the forgiveness prayer. She says, when? And I said, whenever you want. I said, she says, okay, before we go to bed. And I said, just remember that before we go to bed, we always forget. But the best thing to do is the here and the now. And then before we got off the car, she says, okay, let's do it now. And I said, yes, let's pray together. And she's like, because I really want to do this. And I said, but what's the real reason? Do you want to be in peace, or do you want your life to go as you want it to go? And she says, I just want to be in peace. So we went ahead and did the forgiveness prayer, which is beautiful. But the gratitude of being able to see my past
mm-hmm.
and the mistake that I did,
mm-hmm.
you know, hiding things from my mom and dad, or mm-hmm. or being like not, or maybe not hiding, mm-hmm. but just not being clear and not being honest. When I would, you know, hang out yeah. with my boyfriend uh-huh. and run around, you know, to all the amusement parks, because mm-hmm. we would go everywhere. We went to Magic Mountain, Knott's Berry Farm, and we would just go out. And then I would have him come to the house and go and talk to me under the tree, like if we never saw each other during the week. But during the week, we were everywhere. So it was a trick. It was not, I wasn't being honest and clear. So what she showed me, I was like, there was more gratitude. At first I did feel a little bit of anger. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I felt a little like, you know, I'm giving you trust. Why aren't you trusting me? Mm-hmm. So I had a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. And after I put that before the Spirit and I said, okay, let's clean this up, because it's getting messy in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But once I was able to share it and the memory came, all that leaves behind is gratitude, a lot of gratitude mm-hmm. to the Spirit.
Yes. When we understand.
Yes. And that's why it's so important to do the mind training program, either with Brenda or myself. You're all welcome to reach us on social media, because it's a whole year of training, one lesson at a time. One lesson to 365 days, right?
Yes, right.
So I'm going to go ahead and just read a few things here. It says, we seek to go beyond what our mind believes or thinks, and we put it in the hands of the Spirit. Let us turn to Him who leads the way and who knows the way. May He allow us to follow Him in His footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause He knows us better than we know ourselves. And He knows how to live better.
Yes, completely right.
He is the only way to find the peace that God has given us. And He is the only way that'll make us have a peaceful time. Now we're going to go ahead and take a little break. And stay with us. We're just going to take a small little break and we'll be right back.
Imagine there's no heaven. See if you try.
KCAA Radio has openings for one-hour talk shows. If you want to host a radio show, now is the time. Make KCAA your flagship station. Our rates are affordable and our services are second to none. We broadcast to a population of 5 million people. Plus, we stream and podcast on all major online audio and video systems. If you've been thinking about broadcasting a weekly radio program on real radio plus the internet, contact our CEO at 281-599-9800. 281-599-9800. 855-999-9800. You can Skype your show from your home to our Redlands, California studio, where our live producers and engineers are ready to work with you personally. A radio program on KCAA is the perfect work-from-home avocation in these stressful times. Just type kcaaradio.com into your browser to learn more about hosting a show on the best station in the nation, or call our CEO for details, 281-599-9800.
And now, the voices of KCAA with an exciting announcement.
Want to hear NBC News or KCAA anywhere you go? Well, now there's an app for that.
KCAA is celebrating 25 years and our silver anniversary with a brand new app.
The new KCAA app is now available on your smart device, cell phone, in your car, or any place.
Just search KCAA on Google Play or in the Apple Store.
One touch and you can listen on your car radio, Bluetooth device, Android Auto, or Apple CarPlay.
Catch the KCAA buzz in your earbuds or on the streets, celebrating 25 years of talk, news, and excellence with our new KCAA app.
Just do it and download it.
KCAA, celebrating 25 years.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Let's go ahead and speak about certainty. So what we've been sharing so far is about how we can ask questions to the Holy Spirit. Ask Him for guidance all the time. He'll always respond. Every time that we don't know what to do, ask for that guidance, because He's with you all the time. He lives in your mind. He is one with your spirit, and the Holy Spirit will guide us. So we do need to make a choice. And the choice is to dedicate our minds to be in communication. And the mental mind training that we were speaking about earlier is a whole year. Mm-hmm. And why a whole year? Because it's really cleaning up all those ideas, all those beliefs, and all those choices we made that were made from a point of lack. A point of feeling less, a point of separation, a point of all the other emotions that go with it, anger, upset, sadness, all these other emotions that we get because we don't know how to guide ourselves. But what happens, Brenda, once we start recognizing that we are being guided and we place our mind in the position to be at service, just like you and I are practicing? What happens, and how do you develop certainty and confidence in the Spirit of God?
For me, it's accepting my truth.
Correct.
The innocence and
the holiness.
The holiness. It's the only things. And the forgiveness is. I was watching the movie. It was from the Incas in Ecuador. Mm-hmm. And I was watching the movie, and I can feel them when they were talking in the video. The very, very deep, deep feeling of, how do you say, injusticia.
Injustice.
Yes, with their culture and everything. And mm-hmm. when he was talking, and I was very connecting with him in this movie. And there was a moment before, and I said, the only thing that can clean this is the forgiveness. And after this thought, this beautiful man, he said, with the la tribu, how do you say?
With the tribe.
The tribe. Mm-hmm. He said, we are going to do a ritual.
A ritual?
Ritual mm-hmm. of forgiveness.
Oh, so that was before.
Yes, oh, after my thought. And I said.
And it's the atonement.
And I was connecting prayer. I was mm-hmm. connecting in the movie with the ritual of the forgiveness prayer in their own way.
Correct.
And then I see in the video the start raining, not heavy raining. And then after the healing in the ritual, uh-huh. the arcoiris. How do you say? Mm-hmm.
The rainbow
appeared. The rainbow appeared, and they're starting dancing. The promise of God. And they
That's
said,
right.
And then this beautiful man said, our prayers are being answered and are being accepted, our forgiveness prayer.
Yeah, so there is a few beautiful steps that we, it is beautiful, but there are a few steps that we need to agree with the Spirit. We need to accept His correction. Mm-hmm. We need to want the correction. Mm-hmm. And we need to make our mind available to the Spirit and invite Him to help us do these corrections. But as we start getting transformed mentally and the cleaning of those ideas, beliefs, start clearing our mind to be able to see as the Spirit sees, I believe with the miracles we see and the transformation of our lives and actually seeing it in the form, like seeing how mm-hmm. now our home is more at peace, there's less conflict, we mm-hmm. carry ourselves in a different manner compared to maybe a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And all that is where I think we start to develop that confidence in the Holy Spirit, saying, okay, this works. Mm-hmm. I'm not leaving this space anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going back to my old self. Yes. I don't want to go back to it.
No,
because
never.
It came with so much suffering, with so much confusion, with mm-hmm. so much unclear of what I wanted what for my life or of what I wanted to experience. I was experiencing all the opposite.
Yes. And I feel so passionate about this that I always asking, I go
I think
for
that's
more.
That's why we're such I good go. Friends, because we're so passionate.
Yes.
There's a passion that just arrives and doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah. In the morning when I opened my eyes, I said, I go for more. How?
She goes
and
deep.
I always tell you asking, how can I see today? How can I listen today? What can I say today? I'm asking,
yeah.
What can I do with my family? What can I do with my kids?
But he answers,
how
doesn't
far?
He answers all your questions.
Yes.
And sometimes when we least expect it.
Yes.
Sometimes
yeah.
when we least
and
expect
sometimes,
it.
And, yes, and sometimes I... the answer is not. It's not like something like with
angels.
Angels
with angels in the air.
No, because with my 14 years old daughter, sometimes the voice that come from me is like very not tough but
stern.
Yes, like okay, she need this. So I
with
said
certainty.
With certainties,
and that's the voice
and then
of the Spirit.
I push. Mm-hmm. I push her like okay. But I don't feel guilty, but because it's not coming from me.
Correct. And that certainty that you mm-hmm. just spoke about in correcting your daughter or telling her whatever words came out of your mouth, it's impulsed a lot of times because mm-hmm. it's like an impulse that comes from the inside. Mm-hmm. And you find yourself being so clear, mm-hmm. so to the point, but it comes out with power, transformative power, I'm going to say. Because mm-hmm. it doesn't even give you time to think or to analyze. It just happens.
Yes.
And when it happens that way, you know it came from the Spirit.
But I already asked for it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
yeah, yeah.
Or for me, I said, okay, Father, if I've just been lazy or you're being stuck, please, I need
then
someone
he's
to
tell
push
you
me.
Like he told me, you're just entertaining uh-huh. yourself with all these steps. Why don't you just go down deep?
Uh-huh.
But I tell Brenda, I don't want to go down deep. There's that ego in me that says, do I really need to, Father? I think I'm doing okay. Let's hang out here for
no,
a little bit.
But
and
we
he's
need
like,
to stretch.
Nope. Yep. He's like, nope. You're going to go deeper. You're going to go deeper. But I, you know, and the Spirit knows us. And that's the beauty of this. Nothing's going to be forced.
No.
Nothing's going to be done without your will. Mm-hmm. That's why He's a total gentleman, and He will come when you ask and when you want Him to be around. Because He won't do anything without you allowing Him to do it. So the yes. invitation is, Holy Spirit, correct me.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit, what do I do? And what and do start asking these questions, because He will always answer. He will never stay quiet. And how does He answer us? I think that's important that we share also, Brenda. What are the different ways that the Spirit answers us?
The different way that Spirit answer. Oh my gosh, I think everybody had their own
experience
with the Spirit.
Yeah.
Because in my case, for example, if I said, okay, there's something in my mind, Spirit, I want to see. I always ask. And there's a video show, there's a conversation, there's something with in my house moving, and I that is hard for me, but it kicked me in the inside, and then I said, okay, I see this. It was painful, but I wanted to see. So it was the spirit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The
in the third, I experimented in the therapy, or in a dream, in a dreaming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is really important. That's why I wanted to share with the audience that he can take
everything
different ways. Well, he can use anything and everything. Uh-huh. But the most common is usually while we sleep, we get some of these questions answered. Sometimes when we're half asleep, when we're not really completely deep sleep, but sometimes when we're kind of in that mild sleep. Mm-hmm. Is when we get our questions answered, sometimes through the voice of our own brothers, of who we want to hear, either the ego or the spirit. Because a lot of times our answers also get answered, our questions also get answered through our brothers and sisters or people we meet or see or speak to.
Oh, okay. What do you actually do when you have been a nightmare or dream that show you something? What do you do in the morning?
I ask questions. I ask them, why did I dream this? The 5 W's, why, what for? Is there more? What do I need to see? Is there something you got to show me? But usually with me, the way my experience has been is he'll bring the idea and then he shows me my big picture. Mm-hmm. And the big picture, we've always said, is like a little film of a movie strip where he'll show me my past, my memory, and the cause. He like shows his, he'll show it to me. And then I go into prayer and hold his hand and say, okay, get me out of here, or show me, what do I need to do? I've already seen it. But is there something I need to do? Mm-hmm. Or is this enough for you to take it and remove it from my mind? Because if it's a nightmare, I obviously do not want it to be repeating in my mind or in the exterior experience that we live here in this timeline.
Yeah, I remember to have a nightmare before training my mind. It was a horrible. I feel the scare in my every bones. It was so very, very horrible experience and stuck in my mind the whole day. And at nighttime when I got to sleep, I didn't want to didn't want to go sleep because I was scared.
Like, there was fear.
there was fear in my mind, and I remember just praying for that. But after I trained my mind, I understand. And then in one of our class, our teacher explained, he said recognize this nightmare as an illusion. It's an illusion.
It's
not happening. It's not going to happen. And it has been correct in my night when I got to sleep. And the other thing, it was like every single thoughts that come to my mind from that nightmare, I give it to the spirit.
And that's how you get released and liberated from those ideas.
Yes, I give it to him. And then I recognize that that's if that happened to me, this one is really, really scary. So I didn't be the brave. Me hice el valiente.
You did not?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, we don't want to. We want to let ourselves be guided by the spirit because we cannot do this on our own. He is the only one who can intervene and dissolve, dissipate, remove all these ideas and thoughts that torment us or that we've... in therapy, a lot of times we see that we voluntarily chose it, that we decided to experience it or live it. Mm-hmm. Although a lot of times the understanding is not there, but it does say that it is our power, our creative power as children of God, that we are experiencing what we're living.
Yeah.
So it's important that we recognize that we cannot do this alone.
Yes.
That we cannot think that we can just ignore the nightmare and it'll go away, or that we could try to hide it or try to talk about it a lot to get other opinions.
To be popular.
Or to get other opinions. Yes, so we just share. Can you believe what I
dreamed? Or because you want someone to tell you something that, like, give you peace sometimes.
Yeah,
because
yeah, yeah.
you don't know that the Holy Spirit can help. And then, no, it's because the people just want to see what happened in the nighttime. Correct. No, they wanted to hear something that calm themselves.
To be able to calm down. Yes,
So,
yeah, and it's kind of like the news, right? We always want to spread the things that are not created by God, you know? Mm-hmm. We want to spread sickness and things that people will be like, who's sick? Who died?
Uh-huh.
I mean, yes. Those are the common questions, like, what happened? It's that intrigueness of wanting to gossip or criticize or just give your opinion about something bad that's happening. And that is where we need to silence ourselves and kind of say, Father, your children cannot be living this, and recognize it as an illusion and say, Father, okay, this cannot be true. This cannot be real.
Show it
to me in a different way so that we who are doing our best to be at service can bring peace to the situation or bring clarity or bring a different perspective, but not ours. But bring the Holy Spirit's perspective that'll bring peace to them, to that situation.
Yes.
Right?
That's right. And and you know what? In those nightmares or dreamers, what I was experimenting, I understand also when I asked to the Spirit, what happened with this and what can I do with this? And you said, do not judging when someone is deep in the illusion, because the illusion, it's horrible.
And because they're experiencing it and they're seeing it as something real for them.
Of course. That's what I thought. I said, no, like, victimizing the people or believing what is happening, just not judging.
And also not saying, oh, it's not true or it's not real.
No.
That would just devastate them more.
And
not only devastation, but a lot of times anger, because that is where we don't understand. Mm-hmm. That is when we say, Father, I do not know. Show me. Mm-hmm. How do I bring peace to my brother?
Mm-hmm.
Because in this situation, he's experiencing it in a way that I cannot understand.
Yes.
Because I'm not in his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where true charity kicks in, the real charity of God.
Yeah.
Is being able to not judge and let him show you what to say, what to do, and how to be present if there is anything you need to say. Because a lot of times, being still and being quiet is how
it's the best.
It's the best.
Just with a hug, you know.
I'll give you a hug.
Genuine hug and genuine being present, just listening.
Correct.
Listening just with your heart.
Yes. So what are we going to do then? We're going to dedicate our minds, directing all our thoughts to serve the function of salvation, for us to be at service continually, and so that we can spread inner peace to everyone listening, to our family, to our community, to our friends. And we want to be able to allow the Holy Spirit to bring us memories and bring us the memory of heaven, that we are truly pure and holy children of God, completely complete in and with our Father. Remembering that God contains our memory and he points the way to him, to heaven, to his true and eternal peace. For he is the way, the truth, and life that shows us the way home. So if we recognize ourselves as we are forgiving now, then our mind is then restored to sanity, to peace, to love, and to joy. Right, Brenda?
Yes, beautiful.
So I'm going to say that the Holy Spirit is the answer. He is the mediator between our mind and God's. Right?
That's right. That's right.
So we want everyone to thank you for joining us this Sunday. And thank you for spending this time with Brenda and myself. It's been a wonderful moment. And I hope that you carry out this inner peace throughout the week. Bye now.
Bye.
Thank you for listening at Inner Peace Radio. We provide ways to cultivate mindfulness, embrace meditation, and nurture your soul.
I'm Brenda, and for more information about psychotherapy service, please reach me at 909-678-0617. Mi nombre es Brenda, y si quieres más información para sesiones privadas de psicoterapia, por favor llama al 909-678-0617.
And I am Lupe. You can reach me at my website, embracepeace.com, and you can book a session there. Thank you for listening.
San Bernardino, Loma Linda, Rialto listens to KCAA Radio.
Calling all business owners, this is your moment. Join us for the 14th annual Connecting Faith in Business Summit happening on October 17th at the beautiful Doubletree Hotel in Ontario, California. Registration opens at 9 a.m. and the conference kicks off at 10 a.m. sharp. This isn't just another business event. It's a gathering of minds and hearts where faith and entrepreneurship comes together. Bakers, SBA representatives, and marketing experts will be there to equip you with powerful tools to grow your business. Plus, we'll take a special moment to pray for your business because we know that true success is built on faith. Don't miss out. Go to ampac.com today to register or call 909-915-1706. Step into your purpose and unlock the resources you need for your business to thrive. We'll see you there at the 16th annual Connecting Faith and Business Summit, where your faith and future connect.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's Super Roth!
Okay, a gimmicky opening for a commercial about Super Roth Universal Life Insurance, but I'm sure it got your attention. Now, what is a Super Roth, you ask? It's a permanent indexed universal life insurance that's totally liquid and easily accessible once it matures, can be used to supplement retirement savings or a death benefit, or both, has no income or contribution limit, has no five-year rule like Roth IRAs, has no 10% penalty for accessing the funds before age 59 and a half. Oh, and the average historical returns are 5 to 7% annually, tax-free. Super Roths also lock in gains, which means you don't lose your money when the market is down. Sounds incredible, right? Sounds super? Super Roths are the way of the future, specifically your future. To see if you qualify for a Super Roth, go online to thesuperroth.com.
Once in a while, every so often, an educator comes to our school systems with passion and vision. That's Nicholas Dibbs.
I am Nicholas Dibbs, teacher running for school board here in Garden Grove Unified Trustee Area 1. And the district cut 10 intermediate school wood shop classes and 4 auto shop classes. We need these classes back so students can have a better future.
This is Nicholas Dibbs' Opus.
Where many schools eliminate their wood shops, a project that they could really dig into.
No matter where you live across this country,
it feels like thrilling to see something that I've done being so important.
It feels nice because I know that a lot of people don't really think that kids can like really do stuff like this. They don't think that we can actually do big things.
Some leaders recognize that, others don't. But on November 5th, you can by voting for Nicholas Dibb.
Please support this effort so we can have quality vocational education.
And that's amazing.
Go to nickdibbs.org, NICKDIBS.org. Thank you.
Paid for by Dibbs for School Board 2024.
We've got to hire a new marshal, Derek Marshall. Your ballots are in the mail. Mail them in today. Now there's something to vote for because there's a new marshal in town. Vote Derek Marshall for 23rd Congress.
Y'all know we need to change Congress. The current Congress does nothing but fight with each other. They've forgotten why we sent them there, to work. Let's marshal and fix our problems at the border. A comprehensive plan, not political rhetoric and infighting.
Yes, there's a new marshal in town.
The rent is too darn high. Let's marshal in affordable housing and real affordable universal health care. Better union jobs.
The current Congress member put his party first and not people. But there's a new marshal in town.
Our incumbent party politician voted no on the recently passed bipartisan infrastructure bill. He voted no to $3 billion in new funds for our district and no to 35,000 new jobs right here at home. He said, we need a secure border, but now he's rolled it back to play politics. We need to marshal real solutions.
Vote for Derek Marshall, because we've got to hire a new marshal, Derek Marshall. You can go to DerekMarshallCA.com. Paid for by Derek Marshall for Congress.
My name is Derek Marshall, and I approve this message.